Hi, this is Mr. Brown. Welcome to another episode of See What Show, the movie, TV and DVD review podcast for regular people.
Hello, I'm Tammy.
Yes, yes, yes. We have a slow week this week, I think.
Yeah, quite. I mean, you know,
we've watched just about everything.
Yeah.
You know, in the movies already.
It's kind of sad to open the papers and you sort of go, what
seen that.
Are we going to watch?
Seen that. Seen this. Seen that.
Nah, I reviewed this.
Yeah, yeah. So, we are reviewing Rain Over Me today, DVD.
Yep, and another DVD also surfs up.
And Bionic Woman, the TV series that's out in the States right now. Bionic Woman, the remake. But first, what's showing this week?
What's showing this week?
Yay! What's showing this week is Lars and the Girl.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, he acts as this guy who's has problems dealing with reality and ends up having a relationship with a doll.
Please don't tell me she's blow up.
No. I don't think it's a blow up doll. But it's got rave reviews and I think it's sort of like lightweight art movie.
Huh. Yeah. Is that even a sentence? Lightweight art movie?
It's a limited release, so it has to be an art film.
Okay. And
you know, like Gosling, he won like nominated. Is it won?
I think nominated for an Oscar for Half Nelson.
Half Nelson, which is another apparently a very enjoyable movie. I haven't watched yet. So that's the kind of movie it is. I think lightweight art movie. And then what else? You just watched the
Mr. Woodcock.
Yeah, that's coming this week. So this is showing this week.
Yes, Billy Bob Thornton is Mr. Woodcock, who terrorizes the guy from American Pie.
And what's his name? Stifler.
Yes, yeah, Stifler. Well, Stifler. I can't even remember what's his real name anymore.
Sean Michael something.
Yeah.
Phillips.
That one.
Yeah,
but it basically terrorizes his life as he was a kid, you know, as his gym teacher.
Yeah.
And now he is marrying his mom. Like, Mr. Billy Bob Thornton is marrying this guy's mom.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, you have all the basic American burlesque sort of jokes. Kind of predictable, but brainless night out if you want.
Yeah, we reviewed it already, so go check out the previous episodes. See what show. How did you find it?
You watched
it after my review, right? You still went out and watched it, right? Because there's nothing to watch in the cinema, right?
That's why. I just had to watch a movie.
Okay.
No, but I thought it was sort of like cringing and yet laughing because you just can't help yourself.
Okay.
Very, very brainless. I made it a point not to expect anything, so not too bad. You're right, it didn't run out of steam because it was so short.
Short, but that's what it is.
So
short.
Not too bad.
Brothers is also showing in the cinemas right now. Andy Lau. Andy Lau. And another generic mafia movie. My mom watched it in JB. The reason why she watches it in JB is because she refuses to watch the Chinese Mandarin version in Singapore. She watches all
the Cantonese
versions. She insists. And apparently it was quite good. She enjoyed it. Better than she enjoyed Resident Evil Extinction. Yeah, don't ask me why my mother chose to watch Resident Evil. She came to me that day, she said, wow, that movie was terrible. Aiyah, don't know why your auntie so-and-so say you want to go and watch. It's supposed to be a top movie of the week. Then you go and watch, then got zombie and all that. Aiyah, so terrible, all the dead people. Brothers was better. I said,
oh,
mom, why
didn't
you ask me before you watched that silly movie? Wrong movie for moms.
You have to know your video game.
Yeah, Resident Evil Extinction. Sad, isn't it? Let's jump into reviews right now. Also, a quick look before we do that.
See which show? Quick look.
We saw Vacancy. I saw Vacancy DVD is out.
Mm-hmm.
To recap, Vacancy is about a couple, Luke Wilson and Kate Beckinsdale, who end up spending a night in a dodgy out-of-the-way motel, only to find out that they are stars of a snuff film shot by the hotel owner, who is the part-time director of these kind of movies. And they have to find a way of escaping from the place before they are killed off for his art. You can check out our review in another episode of See What Show, the earlier episodes. There is an alternate ending,
There is?
Alternate beginning in the special.
Okay, does it change anything?
Nah. No big deal. That one quite lame. Like, what's the point, right? Including for the sake of including. 20-minute feature on the cast and crew, that's all right. That's something.
Anything to see Kate Beckinsale?
Yeah, a lot of like her. 8-minute short film, which is actually a snuff film, and a deleted raccoon scene.
Wait, 8-minute? Why are they?
Okay, there's this snuff film. You know, actually, basically, the snuff film is actually a collection of the video footage from the TV in the movie. You know what? In the movie, they watched.
They were playing the tape.
Playing the tapes, right? They took all that footage and just linked it up together so you get to see the whole thing. Yeah, it's quite, okay. quite, it's, like, the whole homemade feel, and then people getting chopped. Ah!
Oh, shit. Yeah,
that's quite
okay.
That's quite novel. Okay, novelty. You know, that's the only extras. So check out the DVD if you haven't watched Vacancy yet. Quite interesting extras. Nothing to shout about. Hmm. Okay, review time.
See what show, see what show review time.
Rain Over Me. Okay, tell you the honest truth. I was very skeptical when I first saw this DVD. Adam Sandler doing serious drama. Like, cannot make it, right? Cannot make it, right?
Yes, yes.
Actually. Huh. Yeah. He plays Charlie Fineman, a dentist who loses his wife and his three young daughters, okay, in the 9/11 attack. And he withdraws from the real world, see, in his grief, because he cannot deal with the loss. Like, it's very sad. Like,
oh, dear.
And he just blanks out, and he meets his black college roommate, Alan Johnson.
Hey, Charlie Fineman for Dr. Johnson.
You don't have an appointment, sir?
Oh, we're friends.
What?
We were college roommates.
And?
I used to sleep in the nude.
Who is played by Don Cheadle.
I like Don Cheadle.
I like Don Cheadle.
I like him a lot.
He good. He was in Ocean's...
No, Ocean's not. 11, 12, 13.
As the,
as the
demo
guy,
man,
yes.
Right?
And he was also in Hotel Rwanda.
Rwanda, yes. He's
I
a
love
very
that show.
Incredible actor. And he bumps into him.
Crash. Sorry.
Crash is good. Yeah, he yes, was very good in Crash. And they restart their friendship.
Hmm.
Mm. Alan is also a dentist. They went to college together, dental school. And he lives in the opposite kind of world to Charlie's kind of messy world of rock and roll, rock, old rock music, Mel Brooks movies, computer games.
So Don Cheadle is the one with the messy life.
No, Charlie is Adam Sandler. Right? He's the one with the messy life. He's got rock and roll music.
Oh,
he loses himself in all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, Mel Brooks movies, computer games. Alan has the successful dental practice, lives in a fancy big home. He's happily married to Janine, played by Will Smith's wife,
Jada Pinkett Smith,
whatever, and so on. Long name. Alan has his own issues as well. Not as dramatic as Charlie's kind of post-traumatic stress syndrome disorder. But his problems are there nonetheless. He feels very trapped. For all his good life, he's trapped in this, you know, responsibility of providing for his family, spending time with his wife, competing against the fact that he has no time for himself.
Okay.
And he has problems expressing himself and communicating as well.
Baby, I'm sorry. I messed up, but you know I don't ever do anything like that. I just didn't want to call you and wake you up. I was stuck in Charlie World. I couldn't leave.
This is not okay. You staying out all night? It's not acceptable.
So this friendship is actually quite mutually symbiotic. And Charlie, up to this point, has not talked to anyone else. He's just withdrawn into his own world. His in-laws are trying to contact him.
Just total hermit.
Yeah, he just goes around in his GoPet, which is like this skateboard thing with motor at the back and a handle. It's like a little scooter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sort of a major symbol in the movie. And he listens to a lot of rock music. He always has his headphones on. He's like shutting out the world. He plays this computer game again and again. I'll come to that in a minute. And he doesn't talk about... He's blanked out that part of his memory. He doesn't remember... His dental, his college days, he doesn't remember his family. He's trying not to think about it. It's too painful. Mm-hmm. And it's a very enjoyable movie, surprisingly. They don't play up the 9/11 issue so much because that's a backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
They chose to focus on the friendship between the two men. And it's really very nicely done. The chemistry is there. You know, Charlie plays this computer game I was mentioning again and again. It's called Shadow of the Colossus, apparently quite a famous game. It's incidentally about a hero... You play a hero that kills a colossus or many colossi again and again in order to save a woman, to bring her back to life.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And it's quite interesting from a symbolic and psychological perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he plays on a big screen TV. He's got a lot of money, like, worth of insurance, and he used to be a dentist. And the acting is very, very measured and restrained. They don't go OTT. You know, I love the little, like, nuance moments, especially when Don Cheadle... You know, he's dealing with his wife. He has this this expression. And for me as a husband, you kind of connect some of the stuff like the things he deals with when he has to talk to the wife. He doesn't want to play two certain things, and then he has to because all the wife will like scold him.
I want you to get 12 lemons.
I want to play jigsaw with you, you know. Liv Tyler is Charlie's psychiatrist in the movie. She's eye candy. Not too hot. Hot in that way, but not hot in the acting. It's okay lah. So it's like low key. Watch out for Donald Sutherland's brief but brilliant appearance as the judge. He was a judge presiding over the case of Charlie Fineman. He was very, very funny.
Whether he would get insurance money or...
No, it's another issue. Part of the movie. And he was actually very, very funny and memorable. And even though he had like just a few minutes of screen time, I mean, this brilliant guy. In the DVD, there's like a making-of piece. Quite all right, standard stuff. An interesting jam session between Adam Sandler and Don Cheadle, like a really musical jam session. They play in Charlie's apartment in one scene. And this extra footage was a proper jam session where Cheadle plays the bass and Sandler the guitar.
Impressive.
Yeah, in fact, cool. So I think, you know, go and watch this. I know the cover is like, this is not a comedy. I see Adam Sandler in it. It looks heavy at all. No, but really, it is a very good, underrated movie. Seriously underrated movie. It's really nice to see Adam Sandler doing something other than high school. This time he really shows his chops. Very good stuff. Highly recommended. You watched DVD as well?
Yes, I watched the DVD. Surf's Up. Okay, just a little bit of a story background. Surf's Up is an animated mockumentary starring penguins.
Oh, again?
Yes, penguins.
So many penguins everywhere.
It's about this dude called Cody Maverick. Okay, this young teenage penguin who just wants to surf. So he gets to know this talent scout, and they go to this really tropical island where he tries to win this big competition, right? And Hollywood's It Boy, Shia LaBeouf,
oh, him again,
stars as Cody. Yeah, and he really did the young, eager to impress surfer boy thing really well. I mean, well, it's Shia, right?
This is really bad.
Ow! Whoa!
Oh, Cody! All right, you're gonna be okay. What?
Oh, I shouldn't have taken that out. Poison's released. Wow, amazing.
That's amazing.
That you're still alive. It's all right, though. I'm gonna fix you up. I can fix your foot just fine. Just,
where is it? Oh, it's a saw! It's a saw!
Don't let him move like that. He's the poison all over.
Yeah, he was in Disturbia, in case you guys can't.
Yeah, remember. And that all came out during the time that Surf's Up came out. It was Surf's Up, Transformers, Disturbia, three movies in one shot.
Wow, the man.
You know, that's why he was It Boy.
It Boy.
Yeah, and another special mention is John Heder, which is Chicken Joe, who is, well, the chicken who wants to surf. Get it? Get it? You know, chicken.
Oh, okay. Surf and turf.
And he, well, you know, his performance was, dude, well, I can get it. The DVD, okay, the story is, that is basically it.
Oh.
You know, the DVD is great for kids, really. It comes with a little activity booklet and there are, like, little games and specials, and it's so cute. Really, it is.
Okay.
What I really like, though, is the deleted scenes and the making of. Okay, sure, it's not, like, groundbreaking, like Spidey or Ratatouille or Monsters, Inc., but, you know, I think it's really cool how they made the movie because they actually animated a 360-degree set, right? And they hooked it up to a camera just so that they can get that documentary feel.
Oh, wow.
They place the cameraman in a room, right?
Right.
And then when you look through the viewfinder of the camera, you see the animated world.
Ah.
So they get to actually do the whole documentary thing, you know. Oh, penguins, look there. Okay, then they focus.
Oh, that's so cool.
That kind of, yeah, it was really cool. And they even got, like, penguins walking on the beach, and then they were filming it, or, like, people falling off a waterfall, and they're, like, zooming in, and, you know, things like that. So I thought that was really, really cool. It's pretty neat stuff. I felt the movie itself was good family fun. You know, it was simple. It was cute. My cousins loved it. You know, all these screaming kids suddenly all stopped and like, ooh.
Oh, really? You watched it with your cousins?
Yes, I did. And, you know, they enjoyed the little activities, like, you know, the how to make your own surfboard.
Oh,
it was kiddie stuff, but cute, like, okay?
Okay.
I don't think the DVD is something that the adults will want to watch again and again. You know, it's not rocket science. You don't need to, like, I didn't get that part. Let's watch it again, you know?
Okay.
But it's endearing. And the kids, in my family at least, really liked it.
Funny in the show. Even for adults.
It's funny. It's cute, lah. Endearing. It's not like, ha ha, oh my God, I can't believe you said that funny. But very cute.
How does it contrast to the other, like, you know, iconic penguin cartoon? What's the one that...
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet.
Well, Happy Feet was more about, you know, the dancing and the music section of it.
Uh-huh.
And you know,
one?
This one was just... another surfing movie. You know, it was cute. It wasn't exactly focused on the whole penguin thing. Penguins were just like, you can replace it with people, you get the same thing. It's just the whole animal cartoon feel. The whole team actually, you know, went on a surfing thing. So it was about the surfing, not so much about the penguins. So yeah.
And also the angle is documentary style, right?
Yeah, that's why mockumentary, you know. It's cute. It's very cute.
Okay. Well, finally, I watched Bionic Woman. I can't stand it. I always have to say it. Bionic Woman, which is I'm following at the moment, is a reimagining. They like to use that a lot, right? They don't say remake. You notice they stop saying remake nowadays. They say reimagining.
Not that anybody really stops using the word remake.
Yeah, nobody cares, right? Yeah. Like, you can call it reimagining just to cover your ass. You know, it's an excuse to kind of take liberties with the original series.
Mm.
Yeah, but it, you know, a remake is a remake, all right? It's a reimagining of the TV series from the 70s. Was it before your time?
Yes, I was born in 87.
Okay. It is my time, Bionic Woman. Jamie Summers! This is a darker, more modern Bionic Woman, and okay. Jamie Summers is played by Michelle Ryan, who has even a nemesis this time.
Oh.
Sarah Corvus, which is played by Katie Sackhoff, a.k.a. Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica. Just for the sake of you young'uns, okay? In the original series, Jamie Summers is this pro tennis player who gets like injured and stuff, and then they put body like bionic parts in her.
Like RoboCop lah.
Yeah, last time's RoboCop. Okay. It was a spin-off from $6 Million Man.
$6 Million Woman.
Yeah, she was a $6 Million Woman. And
I see.
It was a very cartoony, pop culturally experience.
Oh, I remember watching that.
Yeah, she runs and she can hit bionic hearing. Then she's slightly different from the Bionic Man. Bionic Man got super vision.
Uh-huh.
And then he can run very fast and he's very strong.
Okay.
And every time he runs, it's slow motion. The same with her.
Baywatch.
Yeah. Then had this background sound. It's a very iconic
song. I remember
song.
She was piloting a helicopter in one episode.
Yeah. It's very fun and campy stuff.
Mm.
And it was at a time when women just found liberation.
Feminists.
They just started like getting jobs and stuff. And mm-hmm. and I think Bionic Woman at that time captured some of that optimism. Of a woman, you know, being independent and powerful and strong. I am woman, hear me roar. And, it was interesting. But this one is very different. This Jamie Summers is a bartender dating a genius scientist boyfriend.
Not okay. bad. It has its perks.
Yeah. Who gets into a car accident with him. Actually, it's not really a car accident. It was a murder attempt. Then her scientist boyfriend uses his high security clearance in the private organization he works for to rescue her from death by replacing parts of her with bionic parts. And he's the like lead scientist of this project. So he's allowed to do whatever he likes, apparently. She becomes this $50 million science project, you know, inflation.
Both your legs and your arm had to be replaced. Also, your right ear and right eye. Molecular machines, anthracites, have been substituted for 1/8 of your blood cells.
There are things called anthracites in her body. Some kind of nanotechnology.
Okay.
Or you can call it Jedi midichlorians. Oh, gag, throw up. That will help her heal very fast. Okay. She's then recruited to be a reluctant agent. You know, they're always reluctant agents, right? For a secret private organization, this secret organization that helps to save the world.
The Umbrella Corporation.
Yeah. That clandestinely saves the world and does clandestine research.
Okay.
I love these big words. Mangling clandestine. Jamie, she of course, struggles with being super enhanced, you know, being a secret agent and being a mom to her younger sister, played by a very, very chill Lucy Hale. Lucy Hale, she's really very young, you know, hottie. She think of her as like the younger sister. She's an edgier Rory from Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
She's got an angular look. Yeah, and she does even look like Alexis Bledel. There have been mixed reactions to this TV series. Some love it. A lot of people say it's boring and it sucks. I personally think it takes more than like a pilot to get into it.
Wait, very important question.
Mm.
Is she still a bartender?
No, she juggles that.
Oh, yeah. So she still has to earn money lah.
Yeah. But she also has this new job that she can't tell her sister about. You know what I mean? Yeah, she has to get home in time to have dinner with your sister, and that's one of the conditions. You know, she lays down,
save the world, and then back home for dinner.
Yeah, I cook dinner for my sister. The pace is a little slower than your regular, TV series. They're up to episode 5 now, I think, and things are really getting interesting. There are a lot of like good ideas and very potential, you know, strong potential plot twists. My wife found it slow moving. I personally like the premise.
Is it like Heroes ish?
No. It's different. Heroes is not as dark.
Not as
sullen. This is a little sullen. Okay. I mean, the CG is pretty good. Never overdone. Katie Sackhoff is actually the one that steals the show as the sufficiently dangerous and morally ambiguous Bionic Woman Part 1. Original Bionic Woman. The one that's wacko.
Oh, the rogue.
The rogue Bionic Woman. Hey, she's really wacko. And then there's an explanation for her wackiness.
I didn't want to. I'm not in control.
She's got like first generation parts and it's screwed with her nervous system, so she's gone whack.
My iPod spoiling. Okay.
Yeah. This time I said your iPod doesn't kill you, you know. And it's very, very interesting, that character. In fact, I think they should have made the TV series around the rogue Bionic Woman.
Yes.
A show about a villain that is like struggling, but you know, I guess they had to kind of please the masses. But this, she's really good in this series. I think she stole the show. It's still early days for the show. A lot of negative reviews, and maybe I think there's some baggage trying to follow.
We're trying to follow
a pop culture icon like the original series. Still, I'm watching it for now. I like that. And the other series I'm following on is Chuck, which I'll review another day. But Chuck's really funny as well. So, Bionic Woman. Hope you guys enjoyed the reviews. We'll be back next week with very interesting stuff.
And a video too.
We have Stardust and
Game Plan
next week, starring The Rock, and we have a chat with The Rock, one-to-one exclusive. So stay tuned for more See What Show next week. This is Mr. Brown saying goodbye.
Bye.
A production of See What Show.com.